A really important issue to raise with you now. It is National Get Tested Day. I didn't know that. I learned that when I walked into studio this afternoon. Very few things could be as important as this. We're talking about monitoring your health. We're talking about early testing because early detection, I think, means survival. So on the line is Nicole Fuller, and Nicole is a spokesperson for Pink Drive, the breast cancer survivor and cancer exercise specialist. Nicole, thanks for being with me on the Home Run this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. I'm very happy to be on with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Talk to me about Pink Drive. What is it?
Okay, so Pink Drive is the most amazing organization. They provide screening for a whole lot of different types of cancer, so breast cancer, prostate cancer, cervical cancer or HPV screening, testicular cancer, and they even do lung cancer screening and skin cancer screening. So Pink Drive was founded by Nolene Cochran in 2009, and she raises funds to keep these incredible mobile truck units on the road that go all over South Africa, and they go onto these outreach journeys into the rural areas where cancer screening is often not available and very neglected, and provides free screening for the underinsured and the underprivileged in South Africa. So that's Pink Drive in a nutshell. Yeah.
And in terms of numbers and outreach, how many people are you reaching?
Sure, they're reaching thousands of people. So they've actually just currently done Northern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. I'm not sure of exact figures, but they're reaching a lot of people. So they go into these clinics and they provide, you know, testing for all of that I've mentioned. They have doctors, you know, doing all of the testing and the examinations and the mammograms and the PSAs, and they've got a whole nursing team, medical team, volunteers that go in and do this. And what's so amazing is that Nolene, you know, this is at no cost. So she raises incredible amounts of money to keep this organization going and to keep these trucks on the road. And as we all know, early detection prolongs lives, and you know, early detection improves your outcome if you are diagnosed early. Of course, you know, your outcome for being cured is remarkably high. You know, it's not, early cancer doesn't kill you. It's when cancer spreads that it becomes, you know, a real problem.
So I'm just wondering about the education aspect. I'm living out in the rural areas. I'm not a city slicker. What do I know about cancer? Don't I just think it's an uncomfortable lump in my chest and, you know, it'll go away? Or are you confronted with people who understand the risks?
No. Well, you know, that's the thing. Education is so important. So what Nolene, what they actually do is they approach a lot of the radio stations in these rural areas, and they do pre-radio shows on, you know, that the trucks are coming in, that Pink Drive's coming in, and what the services are that they offer. You know, because as we know, a lot of the, you know, these services are not easily accessible. And often these patients live so far away for them to get into the regional hospitals, and you know where they can get help, of course, becomes a problem. They haven't got transport to get to where they're going, so you know this alleviates. So they use word of mouth and, like I say, the radio stations, and it's actually amazing. They say in the Northern Cape, just the radio broadcasting brings in, and these people, they come pouring in their hundreds, and you know they're just so reasonable. One of my colleagues has just been on the outreach. I wasn't on this outreach, and she said a patient came up to her and said, you know, with tears in his eyes, saying, it is so good that somebody actually sees us, that people are seeing us, that people care about us, that they come and provide these services. You know, we are just so grateful. So that's just one story, you know.
So that brings me to the next point. So you do this diagnosis, which sounds like the most incredible work. Somebody gets an adverse diagnosis. Are our regional hospitals equipped and able to deal with the diagnoses?
So what happens is, if there is an abnormal finding on mammogram and biopsy, or you know through the other testing, then the doctors provide referral notes into whichever area they're in. So they will then get referred into the closest regional or district hospital in that area, and then we just hope that they do get access to care. A lot of them, the most of the time they do. I mean, we all know that our public health care system is not great, but the majority of the cases, they do get care, and at least, you know, they have
Good
to
to
have
hear.
those referrals to get into the, you know, to get into the system, you know.
Nicole, I'm going to talk about myself for just one moment because I think it's a really interesting mental dynamic. I mean, I'm no fool. I've got a university degree. I understand what you're saying about early detection, and yet I don't want to hear bad news. I'm scared to go for a prostate test. I'm scared, which is doubly stupid because I know my father had it. And clearly, there's a genetic risk there as well. And yet, sometimes, as stupid as it may be, you kind of feel you want to be an ostrich and put your head in the sand. Is that something you come up against as well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, I'm a breast cancer survivor myself. And I mean, when I discovered the swelling in my breast, I sort of knew it was serious, but I also knew I was scared. And I thought, you know, well, I'm just going to leave it for a while and hopefully it will go away. So I think that's just a normal human reaction to things like that. But I promise you, it is just so important. Any abnormality, you know, that you do find, you need to go and have it checked out. Because as I said, you know, early detection saves lives. It's, you know, your access to being to recovering and you know, early stage detection and to recover, and your treatment is then, and it's curative then, you know. If it gets beyond being, you know, if it becomes stage four, then it is not curative anymore. So it is just so important to get that message across, you know, and to I think education, informing, you know, moms of daughters to do self-breast examinations. That's a big thing that Pink Drive offers. You know, they start off with the clinical self-breast exams, you know, before. So it's pure screening. They'll do a self-breast examination. If a patient comes in and they may have found a lump themselves, then they will do a clinical self-breast examination. And then, you know, if the clinical nurses find an abnormality, they will then, you know, be given, you know, sent for the mammogram, and then, you know, a biopsy if they, you know, think that is needed. So it's just education, making your children aware, you know, your daughters to do their own, well, moms and daughters that are, you know, have reached puberty, to do your own self-breast exams 7 days after your menstrual cycle every month, and to get to know your own breasts, and to, if you find abnormalities, then to have it checked out. So important.
Final question for you, for our listeners. If they wanted to access more information or get involved, where should they go?
Okay, so our website is www.pinkdrive.org, and we have an amazing website with all the information available on there. We've also just released an amazing podcast series called The Healing Mic, which is available on Open Spotify at the moment. And we tell authentic storytelling of survivors. And, you know, what we're trying to do is to transform fear into hope and diagnosis into dialogue. You know, patients are so overwhelmed. They need, especially once they're diagnosed as well, they need support, they need guidance, they need information, and they need education.
Wow, what an important discussion. Nicole Fuller, spokesperson for Pink Drive. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon.